was way up high like this, and big leaves that folded over. So he hid, and as soon as we all got up there, he showed himself. We never went up in the morgue because we didn't trust him after that. But there are most little things that, which as a child, I remember that playing and different things, the way we played there. And I guess, I don't know what else that you would...
Do you remember building fires?
What it was like, how you went about building
in,
a fire?
In the house? Oh yeah, yeah, I remember that. I hadn't forgotten that today. Yeah, I know how we built the fires. Well, my father cut all the wood, you see, for the fireplace, and we girls would take it in, because the boy was a baby. He was the youngest one. We'd carry it in. But anyway, everybody that cut wood, cut light wood. You know what light wood is?
I have an idea. Yeah.
Well, it's the heart of the pine, and it's most all sap. You strike a match and it buzzes right out, you see. Well, that was our starter. Mm-hmm. We'd lay that in there, and then we'd put dry wood, something small, chips or things that we got out of the wood pile, and started, and then from then on. Of course, I had big iron irons that you laid the wood across up so it wouldn't lay into the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no problem starting a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way in the wood stove for cooking, we did the same thing. And then when we were real small there, my father did all the cooking at that time. We cooked in the wintertime a lot of times with these iron things that you set on the fireplace that had legs on them.
Oh, yeah.
They were round skillets like this and had tops on them and stood on legs like this. And you'd take them and put them right in, not in the fire, but on the edge, like, and you'd put red hot coals underneath
mm-hmm.
and red hot coals on top. So you had a little oven, and they were the best biscuits you ever eaten that
yeah.
was cooked in there.
What'd you call those things?
We call them skillets, but people call these things you shut on your stove today skillets, but I don't call them skillets.
Uh-huh.
So the iron skillet, I always call those skillets because that's what it were. And then we had long iron fish pans that were that long, and they're just right to lay off fish fillet in all the way down, and you could cook, fry on that. That was put on top of the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And, but we didn't make a practice of cooking with those skillets. That was just in the wintertime, just a bit of coal.
Yeah.
We did that. And I thought that the meals were better than I'd ever eaten the way they were fixed then.
Uh-huh.
It was tough cooking, I can tell you right now, when you had a family that cooked all those, that was no fun.
I bet.
No.
I bet.
I don't want this shown at the art show.
Cooking at a
unless you want to get a gentleman bring back to your mind anything I told you.
Yeah, I think I have a pretty good idea.
In this big room up here, it was a huge room, and oh, and the steps to this thing going up here, they were odd. This hallway like this,
mm-hmm.
the steps went, they were on, I know you've seen them in homes today, they start off wide and they curve and get narrow and narrow and then go up. Have you ever seen them like that built, I mean, no, they were kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then to make the curve.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And they went up. But anyway, in this room right up here, this big room, we used to have a lot of fun up there. But my uncle was down here one day, and over the door in this room here, my father kept his gun, double barrel shotgun. And it was in two, a lot of people I have seen pictures of them where they had a deer horn or something that held it as a rack, but he didn't. He had just some sort of wood rack that he put up there, and we were forbidden to touch it. But anyway, my uncle, that's before we were born, he thought he would try shooting it, you know, so he got it down and shot right in this room, and there was a hole in the floor that, I bet it was that day, right in that. I never remember anything else. I remember that hole where he shot down. But the steps, I thought, were unusual because there were